put a Mr. Mark bumper sticker on the back of my giant grasshopper, and it's been driving smoothly ever since. We go back now to the times of ancient Rome. Caligula is Caesar, his mind ravaged by madness. And reflecting this, Rome herself seems to be topsy-turvy. The Christians are eating the lions. The points are on the wrong ends of the spears. And slaves are bossing everybody around. It's the Feast of Februarius, the Feast of Purification, and Caligula is seated there next to his wife, which is his horse, when a guard rushes in shouting. It seems that strange lights have been seen in the sky, hovering, sending down shafts of light, and abducting chariots. Hurrying out into a courtyard, they see tiny intruders, and insane Caligula, grabbing a simple sword, rushes on the strange gray figures. But what's this? Something's wrong. The sword doesn't work. The controls have gone dead. Yes, these strange and unexplained events have been occurring since time immemorial. Best way to resist otherworldly attack by strange forces is to do what the Romans used to do. Poison, tasteless and easily mixed into food or wine, was the favorite way to eliminate enemies. Take 1 tablespoon of arsenic and mix it into antimatter. Now leave it lying around where aliens congregate, like under sinks or in the pantry. By morning, you'll have evidence at last. Those dead bodies can be autopsied and, whoops, you're under arrest. It seems those aliens were really family members. That arsenic was only flour. But that antimatter was real, and you blew up your neighborhood sky high. Common citizens should not dabble in history. This 12-part series brought to you by huge corporations, not merely as a tax write-off. No, they really care. To find out more, open a small mom-and-pop store and compete against them. Good advice from the Voice of Reason. We'll be right back.